Blog Talk Radio.
And happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to Alpha Star Radio. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. I know I am. I'm enjoying the rest. I apologize for not getting on air sooner since the full moon was a few days ago. For those of you who don't know where I reside in the world, I live right near the Zambranos fire that's burning near Big Sur, and I live right over the other side of the mountain, so smoke for the last several weeks. The fire's been burning for a month now. As of today, July 21st was the start of it. The air quality here has been so bad that it's hard for me to sometimes broadcast and speak. It was a struggle to do my music show on the network I'm with the other day because of it. So my apologies. I will get back on track and broadcasting those in a more timely manner. But we did have a full moon on August 18th in Aquarius. And how did it greet us? Well, if you turned on the news or put on Facebook, you saw a picture of this little Syrian boy that made the news. That was pretty much when you have Uranic energy and you have a full moon in Aquarius, which rules the planet of Uranus, you're dealing with global issues. You're dealing with explosions, war. Even UFO stuff is very prevalent with this phase. And we saw that in the news with this poor little Syrian boy that it's heartbreaking to see. Yeah, I know. And unfortunately, I would like to say it's going to get better, but it's not. So this is kind of a gloomy podcast compared to a couple of weeks ago when I talked all about wolves. I'd like to go back to that and talk about that, but we can't. We have to move forward. And we did have this energy pass us. But one thing about me is I've been taught an older method of astrology, but I also incorporate some modern astrology into it because it's very important. I'm not one of these people that thinks my method's the only method and nothing else. No, my method is deadly accurate, but we can learn from our modern astrologers as well when it comes to trines and squares and conjunctions, things like that that are happening. These things are important. And they take place not just within our own stars, but within the universe and globally. So Wednesday, the 24th, we have this interesting energy coming. And Mars is going to merge with the planet Saturn. Mars is war. Mars is bloodshed. It rules blood. It rules war. We have Saturn, which rules politics. It rules discipline, its structure. It's also suppression and depression in a great many ways. This is going to create in all of our lives obstacles. It's going to create delays. It's going to even bring on violence through frustration. So you'll see a lot more road rage. We are in a wanting moon phase now. Negative things happen more often. Best advice I can give on this is to, if you're someone who works out, this energy can be good. You can manifest this energy into, working out, swimming, which is what I do. Some people go and punch the bag, boxing, anything to release that energy instead of releasing it on someone's face is highly advised. Because this does make us very, very violent people. Even some of the most nonviolent people, you'll see a side to them and go, "Ooh, where'd that come from?" Mars and Saturn. But because this conjunction is going to occur in Sagittarius, the area that is most important that I want to talk about is war. And seeing, going back to this little boy's face that we saw, this is a precursor of things to come. You're going to see this happening on a regular basis coming up soon, especially dealing with the Middle East. It's not by accident that things are in really bad shape over in the Middle East. I talk about a universal energy. We have this tail of Neptune and Pisces. Middle East is a Pisces country. Think about where all religions have been birthed. The Middle East, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, all these religions have been birthed in this part of the world. This is a Pisces nation. Pisces has subconsciously chosen the fish as a purity of Christianity. Think about it. When we go back into astrology and we look at signs and symbols, this explains it all. You're going to hear about more things happening in the Middle East, and war is definitely on the agenda. September is not going to be a very good month. I'm going to do another show on this right before the new moon. The new moon, we also have lunar eclipses coming in September. September is a hotbed of a lot of interesting stuff. Politically speaking, it's September surprise. We'll see what that means. But I will do, looking at the calendar now, I'll do another podcast on August 31st. I think that's right before the new moon in Virgo. Or is it in Pisces? I think it's in Virgo. And we have an eclipse that day too, if it's my understanding. Yes, the new moon. Let me get to my ephemeris here. It is a new moon in Virgo on September 1st. But back to this conjunction between Mars and Saturn, it is pertaining to war and the areas of that. If you travel into foreign lands, be careful. You're going to have a high concentration of probably some terrorist attacks in the next weeks to come. It doesn't look too good. On a positive, because I never like to leave any of you on a negative, but on a positive, come Friday, August 26th, we have the planet Neptune that's going to enter the picture and is going to do this three-way dance, so to speak, with Mars and Saturn. And what this means is it creates low physical energy. So by Friday, we may be feeling, by the weekend coming up next week, very low, physically, mentally, you know, that's, that happens, realize it's a phase, and it will pass in about 48 hours from then. But this is actually the perfect day come the weekend to lay low and chill out. And for myself, I just kind of don't deal with people because half the time they become a little annoying when you're in this phase. So best to lay low and say nothing. On a positive, though, August 27th, the planet Venus will move in here and merge with Jupiter and Virgo. And this is actually a very nice trine. It's a happy combination because it's going to carry blessings and hope. And we all need blessings and hope from time to time in our world. And on a positive, Mercury also joins in. And it's just a happy trine here. And there is a rainbow at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. The forecast does look bleak for the next few weeks, but at the end of it, there's roses in some way. But with that being said, we also have on the 30th of August, Mercury moving retrograde. And for those of you who followed my show, you know exactly what this means. And for those of you who don't, the planet Mercury is moving backwards. So when this planet does this, you will see me being in broadcasting. I see it all the time with all my other DJs that I work with and other people in the broadcasting community, whether it's paranormal or music. There's always issues with broadcasting. There's always glitches. There's things aren't working right. Mercury in retrograde. This affects the broadcasting world. Remember, Mercury is the planet of communication. It is the planet of, they call it the messenger of the gods, meaning you are the messenger, you're the conduit. So Geminis and Virgos have this planet. And most Geminis I know are very talkative and speak well. A lot of Virgos are the same thing. They're meticulous in their thinking. And it creates very good speakers. You know, I use George Norrie as an example. He's a Gemini. Those of you who don't know who George Norrie is, shame on you. He's a Gemini. He's born to broadcast. I have a hidden dragon in Gemini in my sixth house of health and service to the world. I broadcast. There are people that are natural born writers, and a lot of them have a high concentration of these and good writers, etc. But Mercury going retrograde always brings the past back to life, so you may run into people you went to high school with, an old college friend may call you, who knows. Past does come back to life, good or bad. Sometimes that could be bad. But Mercury retrograde also creates, remember, transportation. This is the ruler of transportation as well, and a lot of accidents happen during this phase. So Mercury is telling you to drive a little carefully, be a little more cautious, and I don't advise buying any cars in this phase. You will get a lemon. Don't buy one. Just wait till this phase is over, then look into buying a new car when the moon is new. You're not going to be blessed under these stars to buy a new car. It'll just create a headache, and you will have to do repairs on it over and over again. And you will be upset because you will have bought a lemon. That's Mercury retrograde. And just go with the flow. Remember, Mercury retrograde is a time to slow down. Retro. I always tell this to people. Retro. Gress. Reevaluate. And regroup. The four R's, so to speak, in a Mercury retrograde. Proceed with caution now. Think about your actions before you do them, and you will get through the Mercury retrograde just fine. It only lasts a couple of weeks, 3-4 weeks at most. So by the end of September, we will be coming out of this retrograde. And that's why September is going to be such a difficult month as well, because we're in a retrograde. That creates problems as well. I wanted to talk about something that I never realized it. I did realize it, but I didn't realize it in my own chart till, you know, I work on so many other people that I forget to look into my own stars sometimes, and then I do and I go, aha. We have this planet Aries, like I talked about Mars, which is their ruling planet. Aries is the sign of impatience. It's the sign of you're the warrior. You move forward. It's in Uranus, and Uranus is the planet of, how do I say this? It's Uranic energy. It's unsettled. It's eruptions. It's a sudden release of energy. It's explosions. It's when you have this sign in this planet, and this sign in this planet is with us till 5/15/18, you have war coming. I don't know how else to say it in a subtle, tactful way. Something is getting ready to hit the fan big time. I know I'm Debbie Downer today. It's just the way it has to be. Something is getting ready to hit the fan big time. And this planet, it's been with us a couple of years now, and it's stuck with us for another year, what, 5 months, something like that. 4 months. Wherever you have Aries in your chart, that planet Uranus is going through it. I can only speak for myself, and I'm not getting into family details, but I got that planet in my family house. So it makes sense for the energies that are happening within my family circle, so to speak. So wherever you have this planet, and there seems that there's sudden release of energy and fighting and explosions, and whether it's in a, not physical, but in a like conversational sense, realize what's happening. It's not going away anytime soon. And adding that to the month of September does not help either. So it's something to be aware of and keep your eye on and watch the news. You'll see it all unfold in the news in the weeks to come. I'm going to save my September stuff that I'm going to talk about for a couple of weeks from now, August 31st. I'll go back on and talk about that. But a little bit, you're going to have a Virgo new moon and also a solar eclipse. And anytime you have an eclipse, in a birth month, like say your birthday's between September 1st and September 7th, anytime you have an eclipse, or even August 31st, you have, there's a beginning and an ending coming for a great many of you who share that birthday. And it could be positive. A beginning and an ending doesn't have to be negative. So don't sit there and go, oh God, what's going to happen? It's a part of life. And it's just, if there's a beginning and an ending. And when there's always an ending, there's always a rebirth. And that's the beauty of things. Remember also, we have Pluto in Capricorn. And Pluto is in Capricorn to the year 2023. I've talked about this a little bit last week. And for those of you who do follow me on Facebook, you've seen some of my posts about limiting certain people politically speaking. I've seen some complete ugliness from some of my own friends politically speaking on things. And like I said, I can't tell the difference anymore between one party and the other. They're merging into one big party, in my opinion. And when you tell someone you're voting third party, they scream at you and bully you and cuss you out, and you kind of just sit there going, oh, gee, the last time I checked, I lived in the United States, and I had the freedom to do that, which I'm thankful for, but it's my choice if I want to write in Mickey frickin' Mouse. I thought about writing in Uncle Al, but not too many of you know who that is in my spiritual realm, my rock and roll realm, yes. I think Uncle Al would make a great president. Anyway. That is the 411 and the rundown on the cosmos. I think I covered it all. And like I said, the universal energy that's taking hand right now until April 29th of 2017, the tail's in Pisces, the head is in Virgo. So anybody that's born in the month of September or the month of March, anyone who has a moon in Virgo or Pisces, anyone who has a dragon head, tail, hidden, otherwise, rising, in these two signs, Virgo and Pisces, you will feel its impact. Now, I have a dragon's head in Pisces, and I'm feeling the impact on certain things. You know, I understand it's a phase and it'll pass, but the world at large is experiencing this, and you can see it. For example, when you have this Neptunian energy, you can see it in the news. Pisces is water. Neptune is water. Floodings, oil disasters, drugs, pharmaceuticals, overdoses, psychiatric issues. That is all in the realm of Neptune, Pisces. And religion, of course, is the grand master of that aspect. But look at Louisiana the last few days. That energy has really taken with it at that town. I mean, it's bad. It's like Hurricane Katrina all over again. Very similar energy back then and now. So stars don't lie, and when you have a negative energy like that, it takes its form through the weather and through all other things. Pluto in Capricorn right now, by the year 2023, when this Pluto is moved from Capricorn into Aquarius, there's a full restructure of politics taking place. Remember, Pluto is the planet of life, death, sex, and rebirth, and Capricorn is the ruler of politics, structure, government. You are seeing it happening as we speak. So this is why I just sit back and I let my Democratic friends scream at other people, and they scream at Trump, and they scream at this one, and they scream at that one. And how can you vote for this guy? And how can you vote? Oh, how dare you? Blah, 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 blah. Aren't you scared? I've heard it all. And I just kind of sit back and I giggle and I laugh, because it's like, it doesn't matter which one you vote in. They're both part of a two-headed, one-party system. And that's why people are choosing third-party candidates, because you want to break that mold. By the year 2023. You will see a full restructure of the political system. Quite possibly a one-world government is in the mix. So, not too positive news, but like I said, sometimes people get so engrossed in their political views that they don't realize what an a-hole they're being.
And that's just the way it is. So that's why I just sit back. I post what I post, and I just find it amusing, and then people jump in. You know, and I have to say this. Donald Trump, yes, his stars, he has the stars of a bigot. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. Man is a natural-born bigot. But there are some things that have come out of Donald Trump's mouth that are actually quite true. And I hate, and when I sit there and go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say I agree with him. But there are some factual things that come out of his mouth. You know, Donald Trump has severe ADD. That I can see in his own stars. But there are a few things that have come out of his mouth that are very true, you know, and one of them being that the election systems are rigged. That is true. Can't argue with that. I know that for a fact. I've known that since 2000. Okay. Those are factual statements that he has said. There's been a few other things I can't think of at the moment that have come out of his mouth that are very true. A lot of the stuff that comes out of his mouth is completely racist, false, and totally, he has no tactfulness, let's just put it that way. And yes, he was elected president. Let me just put it this way. It doesn't matter who's going to get into office because war is imminent. Whether you put a Clinton or a Trump in office, war is imminent. Nuclear war is imminent because the next energy that's coming is a Leo, an Aquarian, Uranic tail. That means nuclear war. That means UFOs. I always say the only way humans are going to save themselves is through an alien invasion. You know, that sounds off the wall to some of you, but sounds fun to me. Anyway, little food for thought for you. Just sit tight, watch the news. It's not going to be pretty. And I'll return on the 31st and try and have a good couple of 2 weeks and realize the energies at hand are just that, and it is a phase. It will pass. Lay low. Say very little. And all should be fine. You will get through this. If you know your lucky and unlucky days, follow those. And those of you that are born in the months of March and September, I'm always here for everybody, but I'm noticing those 2 months are really suffering, and I've had a lot of people want mini readings from me, and I haven't been able to get to them, and that is because I'm dealing with a great many of my friends who are either born in September or born in March that are really suffering, and I'm helping them. I'm focusing my energy on them right now. September will be very difficult for these signs, so it could be good and could be bad depending on the individual's karma, because that's how things work. And there are some people that don't believe in karma, and that's fine. I do, and I believe what you've done in this life or even a past life does manifest in this life. So with that being said, have a great Sunday. I will return on the 31st. Love and light to all. And remember, we are all children of the stars. Peace out.